There have been hundreds of anti-domestic violence events around the country today to mark White Ribbon Day. The campaign has grown every year over the last decade and a half. Along the way, it's also attracted critics who claim that it's tokenistic at times, that it marginalises women and fails to support frontline services. Prominent anti-domestic violence campaigners aired some of those claims with PM today, but White Ribbon Australia strongly defended itself. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Chances are you weren't far from some sort of White Ribbon event today. The event has grown rapidly in recent years. There are marches, breakfasts, lunches, dinners, wristbands and football games. It's been credited with raising the profile of the issue of violence against women and encouraging more women than ever before to report instances of assault. It's also been the subject of sharp criticism.
I think that there's a real risk that it can become an empty symbol, that it can become quite hollow. And that it can actually even be used by men who exploit it to pull focus from their own inaction.
Nina Fennell is an anti-violence campaigner. She's also a survivor of assault. Ms. Fennell says she'll be ignoring White Ribbon Day this year for many reasons.
Last White Ribbon Day, I attended an event where they had a perpetrator and he got up there and talked about how for 20 years he had physically and sexually assaulted women. And at the end, people gave him a round of applause and, you know, there'd been no mention about whether or not he'd ever repaid his debt to society or been charged even.
Libby Davies is the CEO of White Ribbon Australia.
One of the primary reasons for the White Ribbon movement is around engaging men to stand alongside the many, many women who've been working in this space for many years to change those ingrained attitudes and behaviours that lead to this violence in the first place.
She says it's possible for perpetrators to become White Ribbon ambassadors, but only if they can demonstrate they've reformed and want to help others do the same.
There are some men who many years ago may have been a perpetrator, have gone through rehabilitation programs and who have absolutely turned around and used that experience to work on those men who are perpetrators to change their ways. And by speaking out, men can start examining what it is in their behaviours, in their attitudes, that is fundamental to causing this violence against women.
White Ribbon Australia receives only a tenth of its funding from governments. It relies heavily on donations. Nina Fennell says those giving to White Ribbon should consider giving the money directly to women's services instead. Libby Davies says White Ribbon already contributes to women's services.
In many cases, community events raise funds for women's services using our fundraising licensing. And I don't know any other charity around Australia that distributes its funds in that way.
Karen Willis has worked in frontline services for 40 years, until recently at Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She says White Ribbon does great work, but their success has had the effect of flooding already overwhelmed services.
And at the moment in this country, that's falling apart big time. Women are coming forward and seeking help in greater numbers than they've ever done before, and that's terrific. But we're not able to respond because we don't have the resources to do the work that we need to do.
Karen Willis argues White Ribbon could do more to meet that need.
So it's not just about awareness raising, it's actually about behaviour change, which of course is the next step, but it's also about supporting the services on the ground.
Libby Davies says White Ribbon recognises the need to support frontline services, but prevention is essential.
So we can always stack more ambulances at the bottom of a cliff, but unless we change the attitudes and behaviours that lead to the need for those ambulances, then we're absolutely not going to change the outcomes for women and children in our society.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre prepared that report.